Welcome to Shooting Events, a educational horror fiction hunting and fishing podcast. Now, we sent a demo out to a small hand-selected
Group of friends.
test audience, and they had some feedback for us. We've got a couple notes here. Outro is a bit abrupt, and we need an intro.
I don't think we should focus on the criticisms. I think we should focus on the glowing review that your mum gave us.
And a loaded question from one of our friends about who we are. Who are you?
Oh.
I've been trying to figure that out for 33 years, so I'll let you know.
I'm more than happy just to leave it at that.
I'm really trying not to swear. I feel like I'm about a month away from my daughter telling someone to get fucked.
I've been trying not to swear as well. I don't know if I did last round, but
No, you were great last round. So, businesses in New Zealand are calling for a long overdue review of health and safety laws. The government has initiated a nationwide consultation to gather feedback on whether the laws are too strict or overly complex. Roger Partridge from the New Zealand Initiative reckons that all of us in our everyday lives can see something's gone wrong regulating safety on the roads with the explosion of road cones. You only need to travel overseas and find that what we're doing has become obsessive, he says. New Zealand has experienced notable instances of excessive road cone usage, particularly in Auckland. The city's mayor, Wayne Brown, has criticised the extensive use of road cones, describing it as expensive and unnecessary. He points out that the proliferation of road cones and the associated traffic management costs, which amount to 145 million, are causing significant economic and social disruptions.
okay.
Now, I do tend to agree that health and safety laws have got a bit out of control. I have been in businesses before where I've got to be doing a bloody four-phased forklift driving license to run their Facebook account.
Yeah.
I mean, it's saying that we're too strict, they're getting overly complex, but there's no explanation as to what is too strict, what is overly complex, because every single article gets hijacked by our use of road cones.
Yeah, it's a very popular topic because everyone can relate to it, I think. But I'm starting to wonder whether it's used to detract from real health and safety concerns in the workplace. Let's not talk about the real issues. Let's just get the people riled up about the road cones.
I
And that will get us through this news cycle.
know. And I have to be honest, once I read it, it has got me revved up. I can't unsee it. I can't unsee the road cones that everywhere. We are a bit out of control.
Yeah, when I saw you had selected this article, I started noticing the road cones around my town. And I got a bit frustrated because I'm calculating how much whomever owns these road cones is making.
I know. Who does own the road cones?
It's a mystery.
We should start a conspiracy theory about someone really unrelated to road cones, like Kathmandu or something.
The owner of Kathmandu, you reckon?
I reckon.
Yeah.
The owner of Kathmandu is involved with the road
Oh,
cones.
I feel like the store is struggling. Like our Kathmandu at Bayfair, it's shit. You may as well just buy stuff off Torpedo 7 or.
Off Temu.
Yeah. When you're doing a 2 week hike through the Southern Alps, you want to be wearing those Temu booties that just
Absolutely.
fall apart on the first day.
Yeah, I just imagine the survival gear off Temu. Just trying to light your flint. It just breaks in half.
Yeah. You put the fly of your tent up and you just get saturated that night.
Any zip, it never does up.
Just jams immediately. Yeah, and to prop up his business, his failing business.
He started manufacturing road cones. Oh, dear. Let's get back on track here. I mean, we definitely need to get into some legit health and safety issues, but going back to the road cones,
Okay.
I don't know how many cones one has to have to drive one of the road safety vehicles.
Sorry, I just spat my tea.
They're so loose and dangerous every time, and it's covered in 500 lights that are all like full beam spec. You can't see what the hell's going on. Someone's hanging off the back, laying cone after cone after cone, and they'll be cutting off like an entire lane before a long weekend, and they won't start work on it for like 3 weeks.
Just the way you phrased that first part, now I just can't stop seeing someone like having a cone. Just cone after cone after cone while deciding where to put cones. Oh, that was really good. It made me laugh.
But yeah, we are getting a bit out of control.
Sorry, it just like made a mess.
Spat tea everywhere.
All over my mouse pad. Is this story about road cones specifically, or is there changes coming for health and safety in New Zealand?
So they say that they have initiated a consultation. So they're gathering feedback from businesses. And I feel like I hear from people who run a business about how much time it takes to keep up with health and safety. And that it's beyond ridiculous, and sometimes it crosses over just into common sense. So I assume that's what they're talking about. But yeah, every article you read just pivots to
It's a road
road
cone.
safety and road cone usage.
I think it's a good idea that they're having a consultation because you're going to get so many businesses providing their experience back to government now. And the government, they need a starting point, and the starting point should come from those businesses where health and safety is concerned. In previous jobs I've had, health and safety I found was overbearing and stressed me out a lot. I think it's on a yearly basis. You need to contact all of your vendors or anyone who would be coming on site and getting their training records and their qualifications of their staff to ensure that all of their staff who comes onto your site is qualified. So you're constantly following up. And some businesses, they'll have like 100 different vendors that do different stuff. Forklift repairmen, electricians, plumbers, builders, standard construction builders or specialty working at heights builders. Yeah, they do need to have their qualifications. It's just very difficult and quite stressful where if you need work to be done and the other business's office hasn't provided you with the documentation, now you're making the decision, do I hold up this work in terms of the business because so and so hasn't seen the paperwork? They have said that they have it. But is that enough? And if something does go wrong, then the liability will probably fall on the business requesting the work.
Yeah, it's certainly a major. Are there changes to health and safety policy in the workplace, or has it been pretty consistent over the last couple of years?
I think it's been pretty static. The frameworks are really good. And then you've got to have a regular schedule of ensuring that their qualifications remain up to date. You've got to have hazard registers, which is this fat book full of every sort of hazard that could occur. It could be moving vehicles, it could be using the angle grinder and things you need to watch out for.
Could be the deck on the entrance just getting a bit too frosty in winter.
Yeah, and that would actually be registered as you got to fix it or you got to cordon it off and it won't be used. Otherwise, you're allowing people to put themselves at risk.
I know, and that's what I mean. It'd be helpful if some of this information gave examples, because you want to be safe in the workplace and know that all of these things are thought of and you're not at risk. But where does it get too strict and overly complex? Because the road cone issue does not paint a very good picture of where we're going wrong. You were telling me a couple of weeks ago about how Countdown, now Woolies, are adding surveillance cameras to the
Oh,
supermarket.
just trying to avoid the tinfoil topics, but go
And with click and collect now and people just
on.
ordering online, it's a bit obsolete in terms of surveillance. And now that I'm seeing road cones everywhere, I suspect that something sinister is going on. and that Kathmandu is setting up a surveillance network using road cones. And it would be a good way to do it.
How does the surveillance network work?
Well, I imagine that there'll be some sort of camera network operating in the road cones. And I think it's all going to tie into health and safety because health and safety is very ripe for the AI thing.
Yeah.
And I imagine you'd have your Apple Watch and you have to wear that to work. That would be telling your manager directly about your health status. So if you were on the verge of a heart attack or if it was just simply a panic attack brought on by the weekend that you've had.
Yes.
So you can't just say to your manager anymore that you can't come in today, you're not feeling well, because your Apple Watch will know exactly whether or not you are able to work. Then the road cone network would tell your manager that you are in the KFC drive-through getting a pack of Wicked Wings, because there's always a road cone outside KFC. And it doesn't matter, there's never any work going on. There's just one rogue road cone outside KFC. There's
Okay.
never construction, there's never any maintenance. I'm a bit suspicious about it all.
Okay, so you suspect that road cones are used as like an array network to geolocate. Well, basically, if you own an Apple Watch, you're already geolocated. So you don't have to worry about the road cones because that thing has just got you down to a 20-cent coin
So the road
pinpoint.
cones aren't even required.
Not really, no. But just back to the surveillance cameras. The surveillance cameras in New World and Pack and Save, they're testing a system. It's a facial recognition system.
Why?
Apparently, there's a lot of theft going on
Yeah.
in supermarkets. So the way these surveillance cameras work, they catch a profile of your face to cross-reference you with a list of, well, people who are banned from the store, essentially.
So if you've been into that store, you've stolen a bunch of stuff, they would be able to take your facial recognition from that day. And then going forward, do they get like a notification instantly if you're entering the store again or
That's
another Woolies somewhere else?
you're, that's exactly what it's for. There is a bit of a privacy thing there because biometric can be used for a few different things. As you know, I don't know if your phone unlocks using biometric, but a lot of people wouldn't be happy if your local New World is compiling your biometric data.
Yeah.
You know? So they've got a database of people who are banned from the store, and if those people are detected walking past the cameras at the front of the store, then it notifies the staff. And they say that that's a huge leg up for the staff. They can
Yeah.
send security directly to that person and deal with it straight away, rather than that person just being in the store
Yeah.
stealing just juice.
Be interesting to see how that works out and whether people do get up in arms about it. They must be getting a lot of theft because it seems like a big investment for that kind of tech. Maybe it comes back to the health and safety thing of just preparing staff. Everyone knows that something might be going down, or they're just simply shopping and they're paying for it and they're not going to do it again. They've learned their lesson or whatever. So yeah, I can see both sides of it. I can see some benefits, but I don't like the idea of facial recognition at the supermarket. As long as they're not keeping that data.
Let's talk about the health and safety of the Inter-Islander.
Cruising on the Inter-Islander,
Islander, sailing
sailing
into
into
the island.
the
I read this last night. It made me laugh. The headline is, "Oops, wrong button. Cook Strait ferry mistakenly sent on beach crash course."
Oopsie.
Oopsie daisies, wrong button.
My bad.
One mistakenly pressed button sent the 17-ton Aratiri ferry off course, but crew on the bridge couldn't wrestle back control from autopilot before running aground was inevitable, a leaked internal safety bulletin shows. There we have it, folks.
Just one little button.
One of the bros just accidentally hit the button.
I feel like if it's just that accidental to go that far off course and cause that much havoc, maybe we need a different color button. Maybe the button needs to be in a little case.
Yeah, so these are fantastic preventative measures that I'm sure their health and safety team are discussing.
Absolutely. That's in the hazard notebook.
Yeah. You can't have a button where you put your coffee down and beep, oops, I've just sent my ship veering to starboard.
I thought that it was being driven by itself, or it was something to do with like a system update or something like that.
Yeah, there was a lot of speculation around, but someone's leaked the actual health and safety bulletin, which is part of the follow-up process following an incident,
Right.
which is awesome because you get just the raw truth of what happened. And it wasn't anything technical, it was just the button at the wrong time. But autopilot isn't what you think it is. It's not like full self-driving Tesla. It's just going to drive your boat to Wellington
Yeah.
Harbour. All autopilot does is you set a navigational bearing, a heading. So you want to go like zero,
Straight.
zero. You want to go straight out of the channel. Then you push autopilot and the boat will control the rudder just to keep you on track in that straight line.
Oh, I thought it was way more high tech than that. I thought that they had installed a Tesla upgrade to their Inter-Islander and they just hadn't quite mapped it out correctly, or the Cook Strait current just
Pushed
too
off course.
strong.
I'll read you the actual safety bulletin text. On the evening of 21 June, Aotearoa departed Picton in line with normal schedule and conditions. As the vessel passed Mabel Island on her port beam, the bridge team switched over from hand steering onto the vessel's autopilot in heading mode at 21:2600 hours. The execute button was inadvertently pressed, which caused the vessel to commence an alteration of course around to 073, which was the next planned course, almost 1 nautical mile prior to the planned waypoint.
That's
That's
beautiful
exact.
writing. Whoever is in the Inter-Islander health and safety team really needs to get into storytelling.
They were 1 nautical mile before they were short. Had they had just gone 1 mile further on their current course and then push the button, they'd have easily went around that island.
It's such a huge boat, and when you're on it doesn't seem that fast moving. I don't understand how you can see that you're going off track, or like, oh shit, I've clicked the wrong button. To be piling into the island, you'd think you can kind of just put it on manual mode and veer it back on track.
Why do I keep saying he? Is it a guy or
Yeah,
a girl? Like who?
you're right.
What?
We're not going to assume it's a man, that's for sure. But given the circumstances, we can take a guess that it was a man.
Anyway, so on the topic of biometric scanning and AI, I found an article on Microsoft Recall AI. The recall feature tracks anything from web browsing to voice chats. The idea is that Recall can assist users to construct past activity by taking regular screenshots of a user's activity and storing them locally. The user would then be able to search the database for anything they've seen on the piece on their PC. However, Recall received heavy criticism by security researchers and privacy advocates since it was announced last month. The ensuing discussions were a lot of contradictory statements. For example, Microsoft claimed that Recall would be disabled by default, while the original documentation said otherwise. Researchers demonstrated how easy it was to extract and search through Recall snapshots on a compromised system. While some may remark that the compromised system is the problem in that equation, they are not wrong. Recall would potentially provide an attacker with a lot of information that would normally not be accessible. Basically, it would be a gold mine that spyware and information stealers could easily access and search. It's another wonderful new implementation from Microsoft that nobody asked for.
Nobody has asked for, nobody wants. Also, the name Recall, they could do better than that because Recall is usually something that you've eaten at the supermarket that has poisoned everyone.
The internet's making that joke. They're calling it total recall.
I don't understand the use for this. Have you got any examples?
Yes, an example that I saw recently was if you're on a web page and you saw a brown bag was the example. And you like the bag. And then you just carry on with your day. And then next week, you're like, oh, I really like that brown bag. I can't find it anymore. So you just ask Microsoft's AI, what was that website where I saw the brown bag? And then the AI will look through your history and provide that information to you. It's taking a screenshot of your desktop every 5 seconds. It's pretty much live recording.
What would be more helpful is if it was at the same time recording like general chit chat so that when Angus is telling me that I put the dog outside and I know for a fact that I didn't put the dog outside, that I could go back onto my recall and shove that in his face.
Yeah.
But there's no like voice recording, video recording, it's just your desktop. So they say.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool idea. Then also, the computer can recommend dog whistles and dog food for you.
Oh, it'll just order the food. It'll just take the money out of your bank account and it'll arrive at your doorstep. And then it will send you an automatic door opener so that you just get to sit with your VR headset on and the dog will survive because Recall's got it.
So this software runs in sync with Microsoft's Copilot. So Recall is part of the package. Microsoft Copilot, I think, is being installed on Microsoft systems already. I think I might have seen it just pop up in my taskbar recently and just got rid of that. I'm pretty sure I was able to uninstall it, but like everything Microsoft, give it 6 months and that uninstall button will disappear.
She gone.
Yeah.
I don't understand how much data these people need now. Surely you have a very good understanding of how the human mind works. Surely you've got all the information you could possibly need to market to me. I don't understand what else you're after. Truly, what else is there? That you're just storing all this information away, and I can understand these tech giants have earned a lot of money just from having the most data on people, but surely it's got to a point now where it's just becoming useless information.
Yeah, there is this massive buzz around AI. And if you want to get any investment, you have to say that whatever you're doing is AI. If you're going to invent a doggy door that opens between the hours of 6 a.m. and 7 p.m., and you want to get that to market, you tell your shareholders that it is AI compatible and will collect additional data, which we'll be able to sell, which will be another revenue stream for the company. Everyone's doing it. But yeah, people are getting sick of it because we all know these AI solutions isn't going to be free. They're just
No.
taking your information, training their AI models on it, and then they'll sell you something back.
It's money for somewhere, for someone. But also, is this stuff that you feed AI? Like, is this what AI needs? AI
Yum 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 yum. E.
feed me. And it's just a recording of everyone's desktop going from YouTube to Google Docs to their email to their bank to their
Pornhub.
Pornhub. Is that what AI needs?
Yeah,
To
so
survive.
that's the security concern with this. It records everything. A security researcher found where it's storing the metadata. So while it's looking at your screen, it's creating metadata. And essentially, what that is just descriptive text to describe what the computer thinks it saw on your screen. If Recall was running on our computers right now, it would create some metadata that at 10:23 a.m., there is a handsome gentleman wearing shirt and cashmere and frazzled mother.
My desk is a cat book.
That book looks awesome.
It's a situation I'm running here.
So now you've just fed that all to the AI and it's created a text document which has just recorded that cat book. It's probably already getting it put into your checkout on Amazon for you.
A cat themed desk.
There you have it. But a security researcher found that a significant portion of that metadata is stored in app data. Problem with that is if you open a like a malicious email and it's got a executable script which, can edit files on your computer, it can just go to your app data, your local app data folder, get your whole compiled metadata file for Recall, and just send it back to him or herself. You'd have to, your computer would have to be infiltrated first. Like you'd have to accidentally install a malicious software to do that. But
Oh, but the boomers will do that, no
people
worry.
do. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me thankful to be a Mac user. Hopefully they don't bring out something similar. That actually brings us on to our next story, which is also AI focused, kind of the theme for today. Now, we don't want to be talking about the US, but this is in the New Zealand news. The US now have AI powered vending machines that sell bullets. A handful of grocery stores in the US have started selling bullets through vending machines alongside traditional items like milk and eggs. This development has sparked debates about accessibility and safety as it makes ammunition readily available to the general public. The move raises concerns about the regulation and control of firearm-related products in everyday retail environments. You can't put a price on convenience.
My first thought was, who on earth needs to buy rounds while they're doing the grocery shopping?
My thinking was that people are getting a bit more wise these days. They've been a bit more sensible about their consumption of Coca-Cola and other soda cans and things like that. So maybe the vending machines aren't making as much as they used to. And they've had a meeting somewhere to think about how they can repurpose these machines because they've got another 15 years of life in them and someone's come up with the idea of bullets. I also don't understand the AI powered part of it.
That's their management team going for funding.
Yeah, that's trying to get on trend. Are bullets the same? I mean, I've never shot a gun in my life. Are bullets the same for every gun? If you're a vending machine, have you got 12 different types of bullets, or does every gun kind of fit a, you have like a universal bullet?
No, there is a universal bullet. Every bullet can be used in every gun.
Really?
No. No, of course not. You've seen a shotgun, haven't you? And you've seen a 22.
I wondered if there was one little mini one, like a BB bullet version that can sit in everyone. I mean, I don't know how they work. Never used a gun before.
The only way you could use different bullets in the same gun is if you're using a slingshot. I'm sure they have done their market research and they know in their
These are the
local
top
area.
five popular
Yeah,
local
they're
area.
gonna have munitions for the AR-15. And if you're in Tennessee, double barrel shotgun. Buckshot.
Muskets still very popular in this area. It's the
Yeah.
more traditional towns that.
They will sell gunpowder and a musket shot. It sometimes gets stuck in the machine when you buy that Q stick, though. I'm
Oh,
just thinking,
dear.
like, go back to the health and safety. Do you have to register your vending machine now as a safety risk in case it catches on fire?
Yeah. Do you have to have a firearm license and you just enter in your code and then it drops your bullets? Or is it simply just here's my credit card detail?
Well, if it's AI, I would hope that it scans your face, checks your
Absolutely.
bank account, profiles you racially, and then dispenses whatever bullets that you own those firearms for.
It seems like a slippery slope, but I've never been to the US. It just seems like you can buy guns anywhere anyway. They've got them at Walmart or wherever. So a vending machine's not that crazy.
Yeah, you'd probably buy guns at your local chemist.
Yeah. I just love in the articles, it's like milk, bread, bullets.
5.56 rounds. Get home, it's like, oh, babe, you forgot the 5.56 rounds.
I wrote them on the list.
How are we
Gosh.
supposed to shoot this turkey? I think it's a bit of a gimmick. Like the article says, a handful of grocery stores. What do you think is the market demand for ammunition sales at your local grocer?
Probably enough to invest in an AI-powered vending machine. Oh dear. Well, I think we can pretty much cut there.